This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jordan Gonsalves, and I'm a journalist. Join me on my new podcast, But We Loved, where queer elders recount the amazing history they've lived through.
In the middle of Wall Street, they stopped traffic. They were doing a die-in.
Healthcare is a right! Healthcare is a right!
And in the process, share little gems of wisdom for the next generation.
The key is to understanding yourself, learning to love and embrace yourself.
You can listen to But We Loved on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
David's not going, my dearest Caroline. It's been
You don't know what I'm riding in the trenches.
You know what? You honestly, I can see David going, my dearest Caroline. It's been many moods.
Come on.
Since I last seen you. I can see that for you.
Come on.
A real poet, with your notebook.
Come
you know,
on.
Letting your thoughts and feelings get out. Langston, 50-50.
I'm not letting this war define me. See, Langston's going to come back fucked up as well.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Oh, yeah, Langston's coming back.
What's up, bitch? What you got on?
Not rubbing your face.
What's up, bitch? War is scary as hell, girl. Damn.
Damn, I need some pussy in this box.
You know what make these bomb sounds go away? Some pussy.
You ain't never talked to nobody like that, you piece of shit.
No, but someday.
I like that ain't shit.
The government growing babies. Microchips in your anus. All koala bears are racist. The ozone layer owes me money. Martians invented turkey stuff.
We did the little dee-dee, girl. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, Gentiles and little mamas alike, to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me,
the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of Black conspiracy theories.
And we finally work to prove that Master P has introduced some of the longest and most successful untalented niggas in the history of hip-hop. Truly, just his family alone is maybe like the most sustaining group of just talentless individuals, and we cherish him. We value each and every untalented person he's brought into our life. I'm Langston Kerman.
And I'm David Borey, and I love Silk the Shocker.
You love Silk the Shocker, you say.
As much as you can.
Listen, you can't love the Silk the Shocker until the Silk the Shocker learns to love himself.
I think he does. I think if any of that group, Silk the Shocker is aware of what happened there.
You think he knew he was off beat the whole time?
I think that he said, this is what I can bring to it. I have a beanie and a dream.
Okay, sure.
You know,
I will
say
he did seem like the most positive member of the Miller family.
Yes. I mean, C. Murder, we all know.
C. Murder, not necessarily a good guy. It's tough. Sort of in the title.
Yeah.
What about Mia X?
Mia X? I was a fiend guy, if that's a surprise to anyone.
Who?
You don't remember Fiend?
I don't remember Fiend, Deep. I'll be honest.
The Limit Mercenary!
Oh, yeah. I never knew his name.
Yeah. He didn't do a lot of name-worthy stuff, but he was good. He was good.
Yeah, I think, frankly, the most talented person that came out of the No Limit camp, that was birthed out of the No Limit camp, was Mystical and...
Torrid history.
I was about to say, boy, oh boy, is that not a guy you want to dig too deep into on the internet?
Yeah. But weren't we all No Limit soldiers? Weren't we all No Limit soldiers?
We were all No Limit soldiers, of course.
Sure. I thought I told you?
Yeah.
So much army fatigue.
Come on. You know what my favorite No Limit song was? The Montel Jordan Let's Ride remix with Master P. You don't remember that?
No.
You don't remember Let's Ride?
I think Sing I do, it. Yeah.
Let's ride tonight. Can't do without it. Your love is about it. But you don't remember that song?
I remember about it.
Oh, my God.
I remember Ice Cream Man was my favorite. Have you heard the song that Ice Cream Man is sampled from?
The Ice Cream Truck song? No.
No, Negro. The song Ice Cream Man is sampled from a song called Turn Out the Lights.
The Teddy Pendergrass song?
No, it's the song. I think it's called Wreck-It Crew is the name of the people who do the original song.
The World Class Wreck-It Crew?
Yeah, I think so.
With Dr. Dre?
No. They call them, it's a different Wreck-It Crew, which is, there were two Dr. Dre's. But the chorus of the song is this lady going, before you turn out the lights, let's get one thing understood.
Yeah, I love that. It was a good song.
Langston, have you heard this song?
I haven't heard this song.
It's crazy. The dude Romeo that comes on at the end, he's not rapping or singing.
I like that.
And this isn't IMX Romeo. This is a completely different Romeo.
This is a complete. We had a lot of Romeos.
A lot of Romeos. But
Do you call them IMX or do you call them immature? If it comes,
I think in my heart they're still immature, but out of respect, I didn't want to dead name them, so I gave them IMX to honor.
I mean, you mean one of the ones that Brandy blinded? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, if we're gonna start in, yes.
I mean, never forget she killed somebody. So
I've never forgotten.
I don't think she forgot either. If that makes you feel better, I think that.
And I hope
that sort of keeps her awake a fair amount of night.
And yet Caitlyn Jenner goes to sleep with no problem.
Caitlyn's fine.
She's fine.
That young lady is doing just fine.
Brandy hasn't slept since the early 2000s. Caitlyn sleep heavy.
You've already heard our guest voice today. She's a returning contributor to our podcast. We call our guests contributors now because of the important work that we're doing. she's hilarious. You know her from a lot of shit. You know her from Comedy Central. You know her from Netflix. You know her from The Daily Show. And most importantly, you know her from her book. She has a book, a very hilarious book. Let me get the title right. I don't want to fuck this up. Hello, friends. Stories of Dating, Destiny, and Day Jobs. She's wonderful. She's a dear friend. Give it up for Dulce Sloan.
I actually am 1.4% Nigerian African. I'm a sister, okay?
I can tell you loved your drop. I can tell just off of your reaction, you really love what David picked for you.
You niggas ain't shit.
That's for Dulce specifically. I wouldn't do that to other people.
Cause listen, David knows I can take it.
Yeah, exactly.
David knows I can take it. And anybody saying, are we still sisters? Are we still doing this?
You mean colloquially?
Are we still sisters and brothers? He's a brother.
I feel weird about saying it now that there are Tyler Perry programs calling people that. So,
there is a sisters and a brothers, huh?
Yeah, he got both.
He got him locked down.
I'm just waiting for Tyler Perry to just go full Ted Turner and just have
a channel,
his own network. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll happen.
I think Tyler Perry network's coming soon.
Yeah. If Oprah has her own network, what's stopping Tyler Perry from
TPN? They'll finally bring back the game.
Bro, they would bring back the game.
They brought it back.
It's been brought back several times.
Yeah, they brought it. They had it on Paramount, I think.
Mm-hmm. I watched every episode.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
And you enjoyed it?
I sure did.
Wow. I like the game. We got to get you on the game, Langston. You would be in there.
I think a younger me could have been on the game. I think could have so, pretended for sure. to be a football player.
No.
You would have been like an agent or something.
Come on, man, let me play.
Yeah, you would have been an agent.
No, you ain't tall enough to be a football player. But
baby girl, all them niggas is 5'6". Let's not get confused about the artiste.
Friend, I said tall, but we know I meant something else.
You could have been nice. Don't get right. You would have been Tasha Mack's new love interest. You could have been Wendy Robinson. That would have.
You could have been. Yeah, you could have fought Pookie.
That would have been nice.
It would have been nice. Yeah, like you said, listen, I said tall because I didn't want to disrespect you on your own podcast. You know
someday,
what I mean?
Someday I'll get buff, and that's okay. I'll get buff. I'll get darker, and all. Of
I
this
think
is,
you should wait around until you can get that. What'd that band man Kevin get? The HBL?
I would like a HBL. I think that'd be pretty
What's
cool.
What's happening?
Men are getting... It's also what Rick Ross is accusing Drake of having gotten. And
yeah, we're trying to get Langston snatched.
Yeah. 36, what? 24, 36.
Only if he's 5'2".
Men have been getting their abs lipoed for years, so this is nothing.
Yeah, but it's more than just getting abs lipoed now. They are taking the fat from the middle and turning it into titty meat that like is
the pectorals.
Converted into like muscle. And then back shit. They're like doing a lot to basically reframe their bodies into something, which is why Rick Ross said, you're running around here with 25% body fat with abs. That math ain't checking out. He basically accused Drake of being
I don't know how much body fat you need to have abs. I've always known I've had too much to have them.
I know, honestly, for a fact.
I've never looked it up.
It's way less than 25%, I assure you.
Yeah, it got to be like point something, right?
I think you got to be like less than like 10 to be able to pull off abs in any real way.
Oh, you got to be close then. What are you, 11, 12?
Nah, I don't know. I'm not about to do that in front of y'all.
I don't want to. I don't want to make you uncomfortable. Yeah,
somebody's I've seen really skinny dudes with no abs, though.
Right, because their body fat is...
It's always a confusing thing when you see a skinny dude. Well, you're like a homeless white person. How'd you do that? What are you doing over here?
Well, they're so skinny. It's just like, there could have been an ab here if you like just did a little bit more. But some of them are like skinny enough to have. It's like there's the abs with no definition. Like just, oh, this is just how a body is.
Yeah. I think some men are also very weak. And we should make space for that in our society.
No, we shouldn't.
Weak adult men. There's some men who are not strong. What?
Mm.
We need a draft.
You heard it here first.
I know you're from Georgia. I want some of them army men.
No. We need to weed these fuckers out. That's why I said we need a draft.
The little ones?
Listen, we're out here breeding with the worst right now. We need a draft.
Who is we? Let this real man have these kids.
Am I to understand that the draft is to send the weak ones to war? What are we drafting them to? So the weak ones go to war and inevitably die.
Yeah.
And then the strong ones stay and breed with you? Is that the plan?
Not just me, everybody.
Okay. All right.
It's not even a real war. They're going to go fight a proxy war for us. Somewhere in sub-Saharan Africa.
We've been at war since the 70s, constantly. So just like, this is the problem. We are letting just too many, there's too many weak ones in the gene pool. And I know this might sound like eugenics, but that's
just exactly what it sounds like. I think this might just be eugenics.
Listen, if you can, it don't not sound like eugenics.
I'll tell you this. If you can make it through a war, then that means that your genes, because it's like, you think about it, every other species on the planet, the males have to show some type of, even bears fight, even fish. They're little fish that make little geometric patterns to attract a mate to show that they're better than other males. So every other species, the males have to do something to show that they are the best.
Well, that's why That's why some of us are weak and peacock on stage.
Yeah, you
That's
ever heard why of stand-up comedy?
Yeah, I think you're forgetting that a few of us have learned to trick women in different ways. And that should be celebrated as well. War doesn't do that justice.
So you think they don't know who y'all are?
I pray to God, she really pointed it at us. I pray to God that they don't, because that's the scam that I'm trying to run for the rest of my
life. Inside, outside, I'll be all right. But
not inside, outside.
Yeah, me. Don't say it wants to send me and you to war.
I don't love it. But
no, I hate it.
Listen, there's no. I know y'all for long enough to know that y'all are coming back.
That's the nicest thing maybe you've said in the entire 12 years we've known each other.
I don't.
It can't be, because I told you your alligator joke is still to this day one of my favorite jokes.
That's nice. That's not as nice as saying I will survive a war.
Yeah, you'll die. You won't die.
You won't die like the weaklings.
In a trench. Staring at a picture of a lady who you have to write letters to.
Oh man! But when it was writing letters, you just texted a bitch. Hey, you up? I'm in the trenches. Like,
you right back? Yeah, I was up like 8 days ago. No, we can't keep talking about war in the trenches. We have a wonderful conspiracy that you came to us, Dulce. You presented one that we argued a lot about.
Yeah.
We've had multiple arguments about whether or not this has actually come up on the podcast. Bori firmly believes that it has come up. I firmly believe it hasn't. No evidence shows that it has come up, but Bori remains
emphatic. Other than listening to your own podcast?
Yeah, well, we don't do that.
You know I think? I think that I might have just talked to Dulce about it in hindsight. That's I was thinking that last night. I was like, remember when we were playing Uno? Till so late in the morning in Minneapolis. I think we were talking about it then.
That could have been it, because you were like, you're from Miami in Atlanta. What do you think about this? And I was like, it's perfectly feasible.
Wow. Okay, wait. Before you get to it, let's introduce it to our listeners. You said, my mama told me.
The Miami Mall had 8-foot aliens.
But she was like 8 to 10. It would be, you know.
It's a big difference.
They wasn't 4 feet. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It was big ass alien.
I feel like you're coming at me. I don't know. I'm not 4 feet, but it feels like you're saying that to me.
And I don't know what to tell you about that.
That's fair.
I don't know how to make you feel better about that situation. But
listen, I'm 6'2". I'm fine with it.
You 6'2"?
Don't worry about it.
My man is 6'2".
That's how tall am I?
Enough? Nah. No, actually, I had to get measured because I bought a bike. Oof, a nigga been lying, man, is what I found out.
Oh, you've been telling people you were taller than you are?
Poof, significantly.
Damn.
And not even on some shit I just truly did not know, because I didn't have health insurance for the long. I just really didn't know.
Thought you were 6 feet tall?
No, I thought I was 5'10".
You not?
No, 5'8".
Listen, I'm 5'4", so everybody's taller than me.
See, that's my problem with this whole, you don't even know. It's all different. What's the difference?
I do get frustrated with that, where like there'll be somebody who clearly doesn't know what 5'11 is, being like, you ain't 5'11". It's like, baby girl, what are we talking about?
I'm going to tell you this. 6 feet tall is looking real different on a lot of different niggas. I'm going to tell you that.
I mean, as somebody who was lying about it, though, I do feel it. Because I really, like I said, I just assumed 5'10", because I would be like around 6 foot tall people, and I'd be like, I'm not that much shorter than them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, nobody believes that I'm 5'4". That's what I think is the wild
part. How tall are you?
I'm 5'4". No one believes me.
You're pretty little.
That's what, I mean, I thought it was like a nice, I'm a lady size, but.
How tall are you, Langston?
I'd say 5'10 to 5'11, depending on who's asking.
That feels right. See, and do I feel that much shorter than you?
You're shorter than me for sure.
All right, relax.
I, I wasn't. I'm not going to put that on it. That feels like an attack, and I'm not trying to do all that. But
no, I'm shorter than everyone. But like, no one's like, everyone's like, oh, I thought you were taller than this. And I'm like, no, I'm just. I think maybe because of my afro, people might think I'm taller.
I watched a video pretty recently of a dude who was showing up with like measuring tape at the gym and
that's
was asking
funny.
Dudes
fuck.
to say how tall they were, and then he checked, and it was hard to watch for a lot of men who were like, I'm 6'2", and then he'd measure them and they were like 5'10".
God damn.
And they were having a hard time with it. Like it wasn't. They weren't laughing it off. It wasn't funny. A bunch of the men refused to let themselves be measured. It got weird.
Bro, that's why I'm glad I got that bicycle, man. I was never trying to be a tall personality guy.
Well, I remember, like, I had a joke during COVID that when they had that, like, 6-foot distancing. I was like, yeah, I was walking down the street with my homeboys and I saw the 6-foot stickers and I'm just like, hey, man, lay down for a second. I'm trying to figure something out. It's basically what I wanted to do. That's what I was like, because, like, this 6 feet. The 6 feet on the ground and 6 feet standing up, it don't seem to be the same 6 feet to me. So I'm just wanting to be like, hey, bro, lay down right quick. I'm trying to see something. Let's see if this 6 feet is really 6 feet.
Unrelated. Yeah. These 8 to 10 foot tall aliens.
Let me tell you something. This is why I think it makes sense to me. One, if I was an alien, right?
Yep.
Because they keep going to places like, you know, it was crop circle nonsense and all this other stuff. And it's like they keep going to like Iowa, Kansas, and like, putting patterns in these fields. I think this is that new, younger generation of aliens. It's like, listen, I don't want to be out here in no field with no patterns. This, I don't know why we was doing this. They don't know what it means. The humans ain't figured it out yet. What all we was saying was, hey, girl, what's good? Or, how y'all doing? Or, hey, stop destroying your planet with climate change. We try to talk to them. They don't get it. So we need to come to them with where they at. What's the place that, one, people would slightly believe? Like, if you said aliens in L.A., you're like, aliens in Atlanta. I'm like, we already got AT aliens on bank here. Like, we don't need this. But if someone's like, aliens in Miami, I was like, yeah, that makes sense to me. Because
I'm not following.
Well, here's the thing. What's the wildest place? Because there's a few places where people would be like, yeah, that's so crazy. It could happen. And Miami, I feel like, is that place where it's just like, yo, because you said, like, aliens in Vegas, aliens in Miami. You'd be like, it's so nuts. That maybe they could fit. Because it's even, like, because what's the place from just, like, what's places where, like, someone could be, like, in a wild costume, right?
See, that's why I feel like L.A. makes sense to me. Because, like, I feel like people in Miami are just fine. They're not, like, crazy looking.
No, they're not crazy looking, but I'm saying it's just like, that's what I'm saying, it's these hot, new, young aliens.
Yeah,
that are
sexy
like,
aliens.
Right, I don't want to keep putting these messages in these fields because they don't get it.
They're like, we listen to the future.
Right, let's just go outside and see what's going on. What are the kids doing? That's why I'm just like, yeah. Because like, if you just said like, oh, there was aliens in the mall in Utah, I'd be like, no, that don't even sound right. Mm-mm. I don't even sound interesting.
Yeah,
I just am.
I think it may be helpful to frame this up a little bit for our listeners that there is a video that circulated, what was this, like, I want to say it's 2000, it was earlier this year, it was January earlier this year, a video circulated of what appeared to be giant aliens walking down a pathway outside of a mall while police were sort of like, all circled around it. This is the video we all saw, I think, of like a police.
So he didn't talk about this.
I guess not.
And yeah, if it was January this year, maybe it was maybe when I was doing a podcast or something. I don't know.
Who knows?
So the video is them outside. Miami-Dade is outside.
Mm-hmm. And they're walking, strolling, I would say, very casually walking as police circle tons of police cars. Tens of police cars circling these giant alien-looking creatures, and everybody is speculating as to whether or not these are real aliens or AI or some sort of combination of both.
Or kids, so no one thought that it was just like people in costumes, like on a Jim Henson situation, like on a industrial light and magic fucking the Walt Disney of it all. Like, no one, like, a costume wasn't the next thing.
I think it probably was speculated. I do think we've moved out of a place culturally of practical props, and that's disappointing.
CGI fucked the whole shit up.
I think CGI really fucked it up so that we don't even think about practical being an option anymore. And
I saw it coming. As soon as I saw Deep Blue Sea, I said, we're doomed.
Yeah. No,
well, here's
true.
The thing. Like, when I found out in that new Jurassic Park movie that he was just looking at dots,
yeah,
I was like, damn. Ain't no animatronics no more?
No.
What happened? Those people used to eat, bro. They Come was on. Really out here. Really,
Star
making,
Wars was all practical effects.
Yeah.
They was really
the first Jurassic
dinosaurs.
Park is still fucking kind of scary because they had real, you know, practical.
Somebody had to put teeth in a motherfucker's head, bro.
Yeah.
Dinosaur.
Yeah.
Somebody had to make the little thing with the fan.
That's the theme song. That's the one they recorded originally.
Wait, before we go to break, I think we should decide who here believes in aliens.
Absolutely.
I definitely believe in aliens.
Okay, same. So we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
I think it would be foolish, frankly, to even, I think anybody who doesn't even kind of believe in the possibility of life outside of this planet is a goddamn idiot.
Yes, that's how I agree. It's too big.
Now, whether or not they're coming to this planet is more up for debate. But
yes.
But we ain't alone in this universe, stupid. And if you say otherwise, I hate you.
Well, it's interesting because it's like people, like there's the, you know, excuse people say like, well, you know, as a Christian, you know, I don't believe that like there's aliens. I was like, but as a Christian, you should. Like, what do you mean? I was like, if God is so powerful and created the heavens and the earth and the entire universe, why would you limit God's power to just one planet when the universe is so big and there's thousands of planets? You think he only did this one time?
I'm just saying it's a space thing. I don't even know about, I'm just saying it's a space thing. We just got all this space. Why would he make all this other shit to just make life on
people
this
on one place?
It doesn't
insane.
Make any sense.
Yeah, I've often equated Christianity to like those niggas who ain't never left their neighborhood.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean? Like, like you believe all that stuff because you ain't never left Chicago. But
yeah,
like,
it's the best sandwich in the world.
It's like, yeah, maybe if you ain't been nowhere. But
that's always interesting to me because they said like most people live within a 50-mile radius of where they were born, and I'm just like, oh, I've been to 46 states.
Yeah.
So like 45 states. So it's just an odd thing because it's just like, but then I have to think about, there's the other side of it where it's like when you start thinking about how big the universe is, it can break your brain sometimes. So like there was a Neil deGrasse Tyson show on Netflix and he was saying like, if you take how old the universe is, then human beings, and you equate it to a calendar, a 12-month calendar, then the existence of human beings is like the last minute of the last day. It's like 11:59.
If you
put the entire existence of the universe on a 12-month calendar, and I was watching it, and I was like, nope, I'm a smart person. I didn't fucking need that. I didn't need it. I did not need that.
Really? I find it comforting.
Well, it's like, because like dinosaurs is like the last hour, and I'm like, nigga.
Yeah.
So there was like, well, who cares? It doesn't.
What I'm saying is that
what we're doing today.
It doesn't affect what you're doing today, but like if you think too much about how big things are, it's just like, yeah, but I still want to eat a sandwich later. So like it's all right. You know?
Yeah, I think it's
I gotta get my brother some ramen when I get back to LA. So cause I got So like the universe is massive. You know, you're full of SAR stuff and, you know, and the big spectrum of the thing and aliens are coming and going trying to buy Jordans, but because how big would their feet be?
At least 15.
They're 10 feet. I think they're heading into the shacks. They got to be like 22s and shit.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because I'm 6 foot and I got a 13 and 12 and a half.
I love a motherfucker telling us he's 5'8" and then returning it to 6 feet within moments. Brilliant, brilliant maneuvering.
Wait, you was telling people you were 6 foot, but you lived in a house with
I was 5. I thought I was 5'10". I didn't think I was 6'4".
Okay, I'm like, you lived with Marcella and Solomon for a very long time.
All my friends are tall. I'm fucking sick of that shit. That's the other thing about it. I'm sorry for yelling. It's just that's the other thing about it is you start hanging out with these 6'4", 6'5", freaks, on paper freaks, and then you lose yourself in it. You lose yourself. All you know is that you're down there somewhere, and nobody even cares. Nobody even cares. What's the difference? What's the difference between 5'7 to 5'11 if your fucking best friends are 6'4"? I got 4 friends 6'4". Good ones.
But I'll say this. When we come back, we are going to find out if whether or not David was in fact living with those big ass aliens in the Miami Mall or Solomon Giorgio. And we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with more My Mama Told Me and more Dulce Sloan.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
When the Taliban banned music in Afghanistan, millions were plunged into silence. Radios were smashed, cassettes burned. You could be beaten or jailed or killed for breaking the rules. And yet, Afghans did it anyway. This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But We Loved is a podcast about queer history. I'm Jordan Gonsalves, your host. Growing up, I thought being gay was the worst thing I could ever be. The gay history I learned was tragic.
Jerry had died of AIDS, and it's like, what is happening?
It was survival. That's why it's called survival sex.
But as I interviewed queer elders, I realized there was another history that I had never been taught. A history of courage and perseverance.
I wanted to take control of my story and not be ashamed of it.
And it was a history full of love.
The joy we found in saying husband again and again and again was incredible.
And while learning this new queer history from my elders, I realized they had so much wisdom to pass down.
The key is to understanding yourself, learning to love and embrace yourself.
From iHeart Podcasts, I'm Jordan Gonsalves, and this is But We Loved. Listen to But We Loved on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're calling upon you because we have new merch. We have very exciting merch that we are now selling, and it's fucking great. We love it so much.
It's sleek. It's sexy.
Come on. You want to tell them what we have?
Yeah, we have 3 different types of hats, which is really fun. We have a 2-tone hat, alien dad hat, the traditional logo in black and khaki. Then we have the enamel pin with the alien who has a kufi on it. It says, "My mama told me." And then we have t-shirts that say, "Proud little mama," which is who you are.
Yeah. You can buy the merch now. Go to mymamatoldme.merchtable.com. It's a brand new name, but it's the same old merch. And we would love for you to get some if you haven't got it already. And we want you to have all the sweet stuff. So get it.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
We are back, not talking about King Kong, but another mythical beast. We're talking about the aliens in Miami with Dulce Sloan.
Okay. Hey. When this news comes out, Dulce, you obviously are tracking it. You're from Miami. Yeah. You see this. Do you immediately believe? Do you start to say, I know you're saying that there is a real possibility, but how much of this are you like fully bought into? Or are you just like having fun with the joy of like playing the game?
I believed it so quick, I didn't even do further research.
That's what we like to hear on this podcast.
Yeah, I love it.
I saw just a little bit of that video and it was like sustained. And I just went on about my fucking day. I was like, yeah, accurate. Sounds right. Why? I said, why wouldn't they go to Miami?
I think everybody should go to Miami once.
Oh, believe me, I've been. And I've been, I used to live there. I was born there. And it's a great place to visit. It's not an amazing place to live. It's been hard to get a job since Hurricane Andrew. So since Clinton was in office, it's been, you have to already be rich to live there. So, and you have to speak it as Spanish. It's why I speak Spanish. It's because I learned it in school.
But, really? I always thought you were from some island nation.
I'm just black.
Oh, yeah. I thought your mama was Puerto Rican or something.
I thought for sure, like Dominican. I thought you were from a Spanish-speaking place.
No. My mama had a Cuban friend named Dulce when she went to hair school.
I assumed your middle name was Leche.
My middle name. I did think it had something to do with the cake.
my middle name was Lazaria.
I don't know what to make of that.
Lazaria is the feminine version of Lazarus.
Okay. Yeah, I believe you.
Oh, like from the dead?
From the Bible? Yes.
Yeah, they came back from the dead, right?
Yes, Jesus resurrected him.
And then your mom was like, what if he was a girl?
Well, my aunt came. I never knew there was a thing. My aunt gave me my middle name. But when they first named me, my name was flipped. So originally my first name was Lazaria and my middle name was Dulce. And then my mother changed it, and then she changed it, and then and the last time she changed it, she had it how it is now. And the nurse was like, this is when you have to like put a birth certificate or a typewriter. And I talk about it in the book, and the nurse was like, I'm not coming back up here with this typewriter, so this is your daughter's name.
Whoa.
That's
so if she'd have put her foot down just one time before, my name would have been Lazaria Dulce. Man. Instead of Dulce Lazaria.
Shout out to those typewriter birth certificates for looking fake as hell.
Bro. Yeah.
My shit looks not real for sure.
Come on, counterfeit, okay?
Bro, my shit is oriented fucking long way. It's not landscape.
Oh.
It's portrait?
It's portrait. And it just says father's birthplace, Africa. Mother's birthplace, Africa.
No.
I swear to God, I got it because my mom sent it to me in the mail. Because, you know, I didn't have ID for like 4 years. And then you got to get a birth certificate to get your ID back.
You didn't have an ID for 4 years?
Okay. That's not what this is about.
No, nigga, you were a black man walking around with ID with no ID for 4 years?
My boy lived loose.
Arguably, I don't like to have it on me now. The point is that I got my birth certificate and I was like, mommy, this can't be real, right?
I will say it does make me feel a little bit of nostalgia for 80s style racism where you could just be like, Africa.
Yeah.
We don't get that kind of good, clean racism. That was pure, straight from the earth racism.
Well,
right,
like,
there.
I had friends who were like, I think friends I had that were born out, maybe like, if that's the case, that anyone who had friends like, born like, so your parents would have said like Mexico or like Europe, right, or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Because my
I think they would have done countries in other places.
They would have done.
I think they would have said Europe. Italy. I think because it was Africa, they said the
Africa.
Dark you're, continent.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, 100%.
We're 2 weeks out from doing that now. You know what I mean? Like, we're just now treating those nations like they're separate.
Different. Yeah. A bunch of people found out about Ghana.
Yeah, bro. Truly, Ghana changed the game. 100%. Yo, because Africa was just Nigeria for the whole of my life until Ghana was like, y'all could come for free.
Nigeria, South Africa, and Kenya.
That's what I was going to say. Those
and
were the
sometimes
big,
Ethiopia.
Those were the big ones. But Ethiopia was mostly just for jokes. Nobody
it
was
only
really
a bit.
It.
We weren't even, I didn't even realize they were so fucking bad in Ethiopia because we were just calling them little hungry boys my whole life. And then I saw an Ethiopian woman. I was like, these are the baddest human beings walking the planet.
Beautiful.
What are we making fun of here?
Well, the other wild part is that we never think about Egypt as being, like, we think of Egypt as being part of Africa, but other people don't think of Egypt. Well, one, what's so crazy.
I don't think Egypt's bragging about that either.
No, Egypt is not like.
They're trying to be Middle Eastern. They're like, we're basically Arabs.
I mean, I know a lot of y'all are over there, but the thing is, because like, there's a guy that I know, and so there's an agent or manager I know, and so his family's Egyptian. And I was saying that because he was talking about it. And I was like, he's saying it's crazy that like technically he's African American.
Yeah.
But also technically Charlize Theron is African American.
Yes. Yeah. That's
but she's
true.
Smart enough not to ever talk about it.
And I pray she doesn't. I hope for her.
Oh, the
sake
day
and
she
ours.
Does is the day where it's just like, well,
I think she's made jokes about it, certainly, but I hope she never genuinely comes out and is like, as an African American, this is my perspective.
Then one time there was some award show and it was just like, she won an award and they said something about her being like the first African to win X award. And I think everybody went, what? And she was kind of like, eh.
Listen. I got a BET award too. I'm not trying to.
Listen.
Charlize Theron gets a BET award. That's the best day ever.
Bro, I've got a NAACP. I've got two NAACP awards and them ceremonies are interesting. I'll say that.
Is it better than other ceremonies?
I'll say that I've been to the Emmys like 4 or 5 times and they've never had a cash bar.
Mm. God damn it, NAACP.
And what was so crazy about it being a cash bar is that they had this big sign saying that it was sponsored by American Airlines. Because if you remember, so at one point, the NAACP had put a travel advisory against American Airlines. They were saying that Black people shouldn't travel on American. And then a year later, American Airlines was like, but we gave you niggas a bar. But only at like the non-televised part of the ceremony. And it was a cash bar. And
luckily,
it
was also sponsored by Contour, Ludacris's cognac. They were giving that out for free. With apple
Contour?
Juice.
And Buzzball sponsored the
God damn it, no. That's not for real.
We don't even drink Buzzball.
Bori used to drink Buzzballs.
Don't do that. I didn't used to drink Buzzballs. I've had Buzzballs because they used to sell them on Spirit when Spirit first came out.
That's how you had a Buzzball was flying a Spirit Airlines flight?
All right, everybody's so great. Everybody's so rich.
Dog,
everybody's
crazy.
So rich. Everybody's so rich on this podcast. All right, excuse me for living.
I'm not. Wait a minute. Let's be clear. I'm not judging trying a Buzzball. We all have. I'm not judging Flying Spirit. We all have.
No, we
but
haven't.
The combination is fucking nuts.
It was.
I've not had a Buzzball, nor have I been on Spirit.
Well, that's where you get them.
Die, Empress.
Yeah.
Not Empress, you raggedy. Yeah. Nigga, shit.
Might we fan you with our big ass leaves?
Yeah.
Hurry up.
I'm sorry, Queen Nefertiti.
Yeah, nigga, hurry up. I'm
Some
born.
Of us have had to get to pussy quick, fast, and cheap.
Or shows.
I'm trying to get to Houston for $26.
Bori, you were riding Spirit to get the pussy?
No. I think I was. I'm pretty sure I flew it to Cleveland. Which now when I say the whole story out loud.
This motherfucker was going to Cleveland. He said, stewardess, do they call you that on Spirit? Stewardess, bring me your finest buzz ball.
No, because what had happened was it was early Spirit, and I paid. If you pay like $40, you could get the front seat in Spirit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and it's a bigger seat. It's like a first class seat. Mm-hmm. So I was like, shit, I'm up here. And they have buzz balls on there.
That's
they're not crazy. Called flight attendants. You just go, hey, bitch.
Skyhor. Is there a shitty liqueur you could offer me?
Airbitch, let me talk to you for a second.
I need something to wash down the complimentary Flamin' Hots you gave me.
What do you pair with these hot fries?
Yeah. Keep in mind, they're Limon.
Is there a drink you have that's going to make me scratch my neck incessantly for the next 2 hours?
So when I stop pedaling to keep the plane in the sky, what do you recommend to quench my thirst?
It is worth noting, as it relates to these 8 to 10 feet aliens, is that the conspiracy was almost immediately denied. The Miami police sort of came forward saying that this was the antics of a bunch of children, a bunch of juveniles, several juveniles, as it's quoted. And Forbes did a write-up on it, were arrested for basically, it seems like, having like a massive brawl at the mall. And that's what caused all the people to run. That's what caused all the police to show up. They got in this big ass fight. And the footage is set of these aliens walking is actually said to be just 2 to 3 police officers walking towards the arrested individuals and not these large aliens they suggest them to be.
So the smoke, what, distorted?
There was made smoke?
So it was just like, because they were like setting off fireworks and all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
So is it like the smoke and the fire? Is it like just distortion of like light and like firework smoke or whatever? So it's just like casting long shadows?
Yeah, it's a pretty low quality video. It's at night. And it's from a substantial distance. And I think they say that basically it's the eyes tricking you into seeing 10 feet aliens, 8 to 10, which I don't even know how from that distance we're landing on the numbers that we're landing on. But the
next to the cop cars, right? That's probably how they.
Yeah, but like they're not next to them, at least from the video I saw.
See, one I saw said 8 and then another article said saw 10. So I'm just like, 2 feet is a fucking lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of cop cars, and obviously, like, whoever is walking looks larger than, you know, what you would expect a regular person to look like. That said, they're saying it's multiple people, and it's just shadows and weird sort of, like, distortion.
I mean, I think it's crazy that they're talking about this. Like, I mean, one, who doesn't know people who have gotten into a brawl at a mall? Mm-hmm, it's very much like a green eggs and ham. Like,
that's what happens.
We all had friends who got in a fight or got into a brawl, technically, at a mall.
Yeah. I knew a guy who used to go to the mall to fight.
Mm.
He went to prison later.
How's he doing now, though?
Actually, he came out.
How is he?
No, I mean, he got out and then he came out.
Oh, okay.
So he's doing well.
Yeah, but then I think back to his behavior back then, and I think that it feels like there was like some frustration with the world. Like, because to be 18, 19, and his dad was a cop, and to be that young to be like, let's go to the mall and fuck people up. You know what I mean? It just felt like maybe he was fighting.
He didn't have anywhere to put it. I'm sure his dad wasn't.
Yeah. I think that
honestly, I was thinking about that the other day. Just like growing up, like there weren't a lot of openly gay kids at my high school. Then, like, no. And I went to a very like diverse, very mixed high school. And then I was thinking recently, like, there's so many kids now that get to not only openly be gay, but like date and go to like, and have date and go to prom. And it's just like, it's honestly, it makes me like so happy. Cause like, think about for so long, people are like, hot. I'm not trying to say like too much, but it's also just like, I think it's also good for other people to see in the same way, just like when you look at desegregation or women getting rights and all this other stuff, it's like, it makes everybody better when other people can get rights. It just has to be like, just all these things that all of the anger and stuff. And like, because that guy had that anger and he would go out and fight, and then that would affect other people's lives.
I also light skinned, so some of it was innate.
Yo, listen.
Hey, he wasn't shooting
at nobody today. I was minding my goddamn business. We did a whole episode. We made peace, and here you come. I was being peaceful.
I'm sorry.
I've always had this.
He was like
light skinned dudes. I've always said it was like light skinned dudes are weak and dark skinned women are aggressive.
Okay, that's not what this
Jesus Christ.
I'm saying as a stereotype. I'm saying the stereotype that there is light skinned dudes are weak and dark skinned women are aggressive. I think this is a wild ass stereotype. And I'm like, I want, like, if you're talking about my mama told me, I wouldn't know where these two things came from. Where somebody acting real light skinned, we never apply this to women.
Mm.
And then dark skinned men, we don't see, it's like there's not this stereotype around, because there's no stereotype around light, like, the only stereotype around light skinned women is that they're uppity and that they're bougie. And then, but I don't know what real stereotype there is around like dark skinned men.
As
right?
a sensitive dark skinned man, I'm just trying to fly under the radar. Let's not stir any of this up.
I can tell you, but I'm just
we're
about,
the
like,
strongest.
I can tell you as a mid toned woman, no one says shit to me. So
that's where you want to be.
Listen, yeah, I'm a strong 6 p.m. baby. Yeah, like yeah, I remember being in school, being like, man, this light skin dark skin shit is a problem, because it's like, nigga, if you're midnight or noon, hey, if you're 6 p.m. fine.
Me and Langston make it work.
Yeah, we find peace every day.
Because y'all are first of all, you're intelligent people who can get through a war.
Come on, keep going.
we have to go to another break, but before we do, it's also worth noting that, or rather, when we come back, and this is maybe a better way of framing this up, I did do some research on where the possibility of this might actually exist. I landed on something that I'd love to unpack with you all about the possibility of any validity for this Miami conspiracy, even though it seems to be just a bunch of badass kids fist fighting at the mall. So we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with more Dos Leyson, more My Mama Told Me, and we're going to talk more about these aliens.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, Healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
When the Taliban banned music in Afghanistan, millions were plunged into silence. Radios were smashed, cassettes burned. You could be beaten or jailed or killed for breaking the rules. And yet, Afghans did it anyway. This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But We Loved is a podcast about queer history. I'm Jordan Gonsalves, your host. Growing up, I thought being gay was the worst thing I could ever be. The gay history I learned was tragic.
Jerry had died of AIDS, and it's like, what is happening?
It was survival. That's why it's called survival sex.
But as I interviewed queer elders, I realized there was another history that I had never been taught. A history of courage and perseverance.
I wanted to take control of my story and not be ashamed of it.
And it was a history full of love.
The joy we found in saying husband again and again and again was incredible.
And while learning this new queer history from my elders, I realized they had so much wisdom to pass down.
The key is to understanding yourself, learning to love and embrace yourself.
From iHeart Podcasts, I'm Jordan Gonsalves, and this is But We Loved. Listen to But We Loved on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're calling upon you because we have new merch. We have very exciting merch that we are now selling, and it's fucking great. We love it so much.
It's sleek. It's sexy.
Come on. You want to tell them what we have?
Yeah, we have three different types of hats, which is really fun. We have a two-tone hat, an alien dad hat, the traditional logo in black and khaki. Then we have the enamel pin with the alien who has a kufi on it, says, "My mama told me." And then we have t-shirts that say, "Proud little mama," which is who you are.
Yeah, you can buy the merch now. Go to mymamatoldme.merchtable.com. It's a brand new name, but it's the same old merch. And we would love for you to get some if you haven't got it already. And we want you to have all the sweet stuff, so get it.
I want you to know this. If your prayers include me to stop drinking, stop smoking, and stop having fun, and stop watching these little bitches pop their ass, if your prayers include any of those things, they're not going to work because I'm rejecting them all, and I will be continuing in my same wicked-ass motherfucking ways. I guess that's the way you want to put it.
Yep, we're back.
Who the fuck was that?
That is the leader of this podcast.
Yeah, that's my grandfather.
A gentleman who inspires us every day. We don't know his name or where he is, but we trust him. And we the Lord's Prayer is what Olivia's writing.
That man said, take your prayers and keep them. Because I ain't stopping doing nothing I'm doing over here.
Come on.
We're still talking about the possibility that there are 10 feet, 8 to 10 feet aliens walking around malls, specifically in Miami. And one of the things that I landed on, or rather wanted to unpack with you all, is that this gray alien conversation is in fact a real one. Grays, as they're commonly referred to, are sort of a very, I guess, stereotypical alien breed that is often associated with visiting the planet Earth.
It's the ones you tend to see, right? Like no distinct features, kind of fuzzy outlines, humanoid body.
Yeah, big eyes.
Legs. Yeah, yeah.
Big
yeah.
ass head.
My ex had a roommate that looked like that.
Well, that's unfortunate, and the idea of waking up in the middle of the night and seeing that walk past your room seems haunting at the very least.
Yeah, he stayed downstairs. He knew his place.
Okay. He knew he was ugly, and he knew he was gray. I like that.
And he just needed some vitamin D, that's all. He just needed some sunlight really would have helped him.
But there are multiple sort of like incidents where people claim to have seen these quote-unquote grays out in the world. And I'm curious to hear you all's thoughts as it relates to that. Do you believe in the grays walking around and it just isn't in this Miami mall? Or do you think like maybe this is the police trying to throw a little bit of a red herring, a wrench into what ultimately is a real thing? Where do you live in the aliens looking humanoid and walking around vibe of it all?
It's such a tough, it's such a tough, because I've thought about this before, is that other lives, other planets sustaining life, humanoid is like, it feels kind of arrogant to assume that it will look just like us. Mm-hmm. Who knows? There's infinite ways to be mobile. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. like for something to be shaped exactly like us does feel like more of a red herring to me, just in that like, that makes it easier to understand, right? If they're like, they look mm-hmm. like people, kind of, that people can understand, as opposed to like some creature from a planet that is set up completely different and has a set, you know what I mean? Like a physical setup to be adapted to that planet. Who knows if arms and legs is the best, you know what I mean? They can have wheels. They can have six dicks. We don't fucking know what they're on over there.
Yeah. I don't hope they don't have six. That seems like a lot to focus on. But I
don't know how their brains are built either.
I was about to say, I'm a human being. I have limited perspective on what you can do with a dick. So yeah, maybe six is the right number.
Well, then, because they could, like, if you think of the diversity of life on the planet Earth, mm-hmm. and of all the ways that creatures on Earth exist. Move, because like there's ocean planets, so everybody yeah. could be in the water, right? There's like Venus is a very gaseous planet, and so the interesting thing about Venus is that a day on Venus is longer than a year on Venus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
wait a minute.
mm-hmm. I don't understand.
It takes longer.
I was hoping you had it.
It takes longer for Venus to rotate once than it does for it to go around the sun.
Oh, interesting.
So the way we measure a day is one rotation of the Earth.
Right.
Okay. So
it takes Venus like maybe it's not huge. It's not like 20 days in a year. It's like, it's not a huge difference, but it's basically like almost the same. It takes about the same. So it's like 266 days to rotate, but 265 days to get around the sun. It's also, it's like we're carbon-based life forms, but if you look at like the periodic table, there's so many other life forms. Like there was like a whole thing on X-Files where it was just like, there were silicon-based life forms. You know what I mean? So there's so many elements in a periodic table. There's so many ways for a planet to exist. Like Jupiter, that big red spot on Jupiter is technically like a hurricane, but it's three Earths wide is how big it is. And that's been swirling since we discovered other planets. So for us to go, and then certain planets have like a more gravity or less gravity, like the moon has less gravity. So the way that we look is based upon our atmosphere and our gravity and how we interact with our planet. But if you have less gravity, then it's like when people go to space, they lose density in their bones. And that's always the issue with astronauts. They lose bone density. So it's just like, if you have less gravity, you bouncing around and shit. So these niggas' knees could go the other way.
Yeah. Or,
like in that movie.
I was listening to Daily.
What movie was that?
Contact.
Thank you.
I was listening to a Daily podcast not too long ago where they were talking about astronauts going to space and how like they're not actually, like astronauts are coming back essentially like sick. And not sick, but just sort of less healthy than they were if they stay too long in space. And mm-hmm. it is sort of like the now current concern that they have with like, can we sustain life outside of this planet because of the loss of bone density, because of all the negative effects that space sort of has on the body that they weren't preparing for and don't really know how to counteract just yet. And so to that point, to be able to exist outside of this planet means that you can't really be taking on a human form in the way that we expect these things to look. And that's really just us being egomaniacs and being like, I better look like me.
I mean, that's why it also feels like it's fed down from the government, right? Mm-hmm, it's like, mm-hmm. that's why it feels like it's a red herring, because why would it be similar to us?
But I also think that it's just like, it's not completely unfeasible that a biped movement isn't, because it's just like,
I mean, bipedal works.
Right. Like, if you look like, you know, certain, there's other animals that are bipedal. They're not all, it's not a lot of animals, but there are.
It seems like it does feel like the least effective. Like, they don't even know why we got bipedal, like, why we stood up.
Right. And so, but because we stood up, we were able to, you know, make TikTok. So, it's like, there's so many things that got created just because of how our bodies are. But, like, if we'd have stayed, like, if we'd have stayed in that, the evolution before us, where you, like, if you look at how other animals evolved and how other animals didn't evolve, like, the horseshoe crab is the least evolved animal on the planet. But then you look at sharks, and sharks have survived multiple extinctions of other, like multiple mass extinctions, and they haven't evolved as much as other animals. So
yeah, because it's efficient.
It's an adaptation thing.
That's an efficient body style.
Right. It's just like we did the thing, and we in the ocean. And
this shit works. This shit right here.
This shit works.
I'm glad you brought up the ocean, because part of what I was sort of like curious about as we were talking about this, if we're talking about aliens and the ways that they take on different forms, is how often we're discovering new species out of the fucking planet. Ocean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The ocean specifically, and like even just as of February 27th of this year, National Geographic published an article talking about meet the newest walking fish, a bright red creature out of Chile that basically is like a red tiny little motherfucker that walks on its fins, and it looks insane and silly, and they're just now finding that thing. And so the idea that that may not have come originally from this planet seems just as feasible to me as these 10-foot alien things, whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like, that, how, like, our understanding
how
of it is...
Well, how do we know they didn't come out the ocean?
We don't know. And that's sort of my point, is, like, we don't know where any of these things come from. And so bipedal, not bipedal, it all seems like we're just making up stuff to comfort ourselves more than actually, like, land on real evidence.
If you look at science was just like, why are we here? Let's start figuring shit out.
Yeah. Cause
like, I always think about, like, I've always been interested in herbalism.
Me too.
Because it's like, cause you ever been to like a Chinese herb shop or like one of those places where it's just like, okay, this is what's wrong with your body. We put these things together. Boom. This will help. But also it's, hey, but if poison ivy touches you, it'll take you. You can eat one plant and get better. You can eat another plant and die. Mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then this plant is food, but this plant ain't food. It's fruit, but you can't eat it. And so when you look at just the diversity of plants, and you look at the diversity of like different creatures, and we're still going to the bottom of the ocean and finding all kinds of things. If Earth itself has so much diversity, then it only makes sense that off Earth. But it's just like, remember as a kid when you learned about those like bioluminescent animals that little ugly anglerfish that had, they literally, their bodies had to create life so they could see other motherfuckers to eat them, right? And it's like, if a species can adapt to create light in the depths of the ocean, it's like, you know, maybe there's some creature that just was like, listen, I just want a baby fat jacket, and where am I going to be able to get this? I just want to see. Like, I know I'm another from another planet, but these Jordans look...
I just want to give handjobs on the school bus.
Okay.
This baby fat jacket, it goes hand in hand.
You know what? That girl, you know, maybe that's why my mama never got me a baby fat jacket, because she didn't want me out here acting like reckless, because those girls always had lip gloss, always had a tight ponytail, and always got pregnant in high school.
Yeah, those girls were... Baby fat is for fast women.
Listen...
Oh, don't laugh at me like I'm saying something crazy.
I'm enjoying the joke. What do you want from me?
Oh, okay.
I can't laugh at you, and you just want me to sit here and look dumb? What do you want? That was funny.
I want there to be aliens. I want there to be aliens. I want us to, I think, but I would say, one, I think is also ego. Like, whenever they have those movies, which is like the aliens have come and take over. I also think that's ego as well. Because
yeah, we don't know if this is a good planet. This shit might be trash compared to other planets.
But look what white people are writing those stories, but look what their ancestors did when they found a new place. They didn't try to cohabitate. They took the fuck over. Mm-hmm. They didn't go, hey, what y'all doing over here? We got on a boat. We thought that we were going to fall off the edge of the fucking earth. Kind of find out it was more niggas on the other side. Oh, yeah, we breathed and y'all died, so let's fucking take y'all over. If you come from a group of people who, as soon as they met another group of people, took the fuck over, then, of course, they're assumed in the same way, like the ego of being being a biped and standing up straight and having those features. It's, of course, if new motherfuckers get here, they want to take over if we have and take over and take what we have. But I'm just like, we could be an awful, we could be a hood.
We might be a hood.
Yeah, like, I don't think
planetary wise, we're killing it. That's like a bad sign.
Earth is ghetto. Because if you think about it, if I was an alien, just after looking at how we treat each other, and we know where motherfuckers come from, I would be so afraid to tell humans that I was here.
Also, you come down here, the water's all dirty, the air's all dirty. This shit's like Rockaway Beach.
Yeah.
Bro. And as someone who was taking that place, and I was afraid to, I wouldn't get my knees, I wouldn't go past my thighs because I was worried about getting that water on my hoo-ha.
Oh, and yeah. Don't fuck with city water.
I'm literally not friends with the person anymore who took us to that beach because I said where we wanted to go and we ended up there. There was a Pamper and a sandwich that floated past us. And I was like, I am never going to speak to you.
Yeah, you tell me that's not the hood in our most famous city? That's the water?
I hope unrelated. I hope it was a sandwich and a Pamper that didn't know each other. That's my hope.
I mean, they didn't seem related. Cause one was just they were both wrapped up. It was like a sandwich that was wrapped on a cellophane. So it was like, looks like someone lost their lunch, literally, like not through it, but it's like, oh, it got away from me. A wave hit me and my sandwich is gone. And then the other one was just a horrible individual who threw a Pamper into the ocean. Cause it was wrapped up. Like to you that, do when a baby uses it.
To that, I say, don't go into the ocean with a sandwich.
Yeah, I don't think you gotta do all that.
New York City.
Because it was a wrapped sandwich. I'm just like, where are we gonna put this? It was like wrapped on like sitting on a piece of cellophane. So it was like on a piece of styrofoam, then sandwich, and then cellophane, and then like a price tag.
All that being said, ultimately, I think that there is aliens, and they don't want this trash ass planet.
Honestly, if I was aliens, I would roll. Like, if somebody was like, if they were alien, they would roll their windows up when they roll past Earth.
I think if I could land this plane. I think we're all in agreement that the aliens likely exist, and they certainly exist in forms that we don't understand. Or certainly there's a possibility of them existing in a form that we don't understand. And certainly them appearing at the mall in Miami is unlikely, but not impossible. We don't know enough to understand what their choices might be. And we celebrate any aliens that might reveal themselves to us in whatever form they may take. Is that fair to say?
I think so.
I would say aliens, if you are listening to this podcast, if you are going to reveal yourselves to any group of people on the planet Earth, I don't recommend going to the white people first.
Or second.
Or ever.
Just for safety, let's make sure we decide who they should go to first. Who do we think aliens objectively should go to first of the various races on the planet? And we can go by country, we can go by race. It's your...
What about continent?
Go to continent. Which continent should aliens show up to first?
You're like South America. That's just what my gut says. I don't even have a reason. It's just what my gut said. Like, if they just show up at Machu Picchu anyways?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think, one, shout out to Polynesia and Melanesia, because Melanesia's really on a place
that right was your now first where... middle name, right?
Yes. Polynesia was my first middle name, and then my mama was like, I don't fuck with Chick-fil-A like that.
That's a bold choice.
I feel like if they went to like Polynesia first, like your Tonga, your Fiji,
they're already 8 to 10 feet tall.
First of all, they already Easter, you know, they already know what we're dealing with, right?
Right.
I think going to them first. I think them first, and then like American black people. I think. Well, this is the thing. Hold on. I didn't say no.
I wouldn't recommend it. I'll be honest. I think Christian Jesus has gotten a hold of us in a way that makes it real complicated if aliens showed up.
But this is what I have to say. I really feel like that niggas would see them and be like, yo, these white folks gonna murder them. Let's just give them a second, a little. Because I'm not going to say we're not going to be afraid of them, but I think what we will do is take the time to go, listen, let me tell you about these white folks, because y'all think y'all know by watching. I'm not going to say we can't be dangerous. I'm saying we're the ones to best educate them as to why they shouldn't be dealing with the whites. And then it'd be like, okay, now y'all got to get the fuck up out of here, because my grandma said y'all can stay. So if when it comes to letting them know what's really going on this fucking planet, I don't think. So, like, the nice greeting, Polynesian. But, like, okay, bitch, let me tell you what the tea is and nothing but the tea.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would tell you this. Get the fuck off this planet, bro. Don't meet nobody else.
I respect that.
Don't talk to nobody else. This place is trash.
I do think we'll be great at warning them.
Yes.
I don't necessarily know that we'll be great at assisting them beyond the warning.
No, we won't. We won't. We're going to tell them, here's the tea. Get the fuck up out of here. Because we're all going to murder you.
Honestly, I'm about to quit this job too. Like,
I think that's going to be our energy.
Yeah. Hey, bro. Nigga, can we come?
Head out, man.
Yeah.
Get us the fuck up out of here. Because I remember Baron Von's joke where we're just like, the word, like in like all these racial slurs, it'd be like, you know, like you take an adjective and just put nigga behind it, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, if we really wanted the people to come together when the aliens come, he's like, we could just band together and kill these space niggas, and that's what they would call aliens. Would be space niggas. It's an amazing joke. But yeah, we would warn them and tell them to get the fuck on, and then some of us would be like, can we come too? We don't want to be here. Nigga, I'll lose my bone density to get the fuck up out this bitch. I don't care.
I kind of like where my bones are at.
I
didn't say I wanted to go. I said other niggas would want to leave. But I think we would warn them and then be like, yo, don't talk to nobody else on this planet. And they're going to anyway. But I'd be like, yo, get the fuck up out of here. Like, this is a bad neighborhood.
Well, I think we did it.
I think we did it.
I think we nailed this. Dulce, could you tell the people where they can find you and what cool shit you got going on?
So I'm on Al Gore's internet at dulcesloan.com.
Mm.
And then I was just hosting the Daily Show this week, so you can catch up on that. And then I've got my website, dulcesloan.com, and all my tour dates. And I have a lip gloss company with comedian Lace Larrabee called Giggle Gloss, where you can buy that. And my book, Hello Friends, Stories of Dating, Destiny, and Day Jobs, you can get at bookstores, you can get online, and it's available on Audible, and I read my book.
Hey.
Hell yeah. Bori, what you got?
Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. Go to patreon.com/DavidBori for all things relating to my new special. It's free. You don't gotta pay for the Patreon. Just come on. I got clips. I got interviews, all kinds of stuff leading up to the release of the special. Go check that out. Watch Royal Crackers on Max. And shout out to everybody out there 5'8 and above.
Hey!
And below.
Thank you.
So everybody, I guess.
Yeah, shout out to everybody.
Shout out to humans.
And as always, you can follow me on Ice-T's internet at Langston Kerman. I'm happy to meet you on all platforms. And if you want to send us your own drops, your own conspiracy theories, if you want to prove to us that aliens have shown up at your mall, send it all to mymamapod@gmail.com. You can get merch at mymamatoldme.merchtable.com. Come see us live May 5th. The date is coming up soon. We'll be at the Comedy Store for Netflix is a Joke, 7 p.m. show. Great guests, fun, silly time, shenanigans all around, a bunch of shit talking. It'll be fun. Like, subscribe, do all the things that you're meant to do to make this podcast a thriving, successful, poisonous thing that we push into your brains every week. That's the whole shebang. Bye, bitch.
I don't give a fuck who say what, blood. On crib.
The government growing babies. Microchips in your anus. All koala bears are racist. The ozone layer. Oh.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said, my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jordan Gonsalves, and I'm a journalist. Join me on my new podcast, But We Loved, where queer elders recount the amazing history they've lived through.
In the middle of Wall Street, they stopped traffic. They were doing a die-in. Healthcare is a right!
Healthcare is a right! And in the process, share little gems of wisdom for the next generation.
The key is to understanding yourself, learning to love and embrace yourself.
You can listen to But We Loved on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.